Hello and welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for coming back. I've been away from Travel Bistro because I've been traveling. A lot has gone on this entire year, this particular podcast. However, I want you to join me on a cruise we took on Silver Sea Silver Nova in August to Alaska. Silver Sea's believe it or not, they're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. Very special for them. Silver Nova is their 12th vessel. What made it special for us? Many things, which I will get to, but this was our first time visiting Alaska. And when we set foot on Alaska, that meant we had been to every state. That means we have been to every state in the continental U.S. And we've been to some territories, U.S. territories as well. But that was very, very fun for us. We completed a travel situation this summer by wrapping up, for me, Maine, which I had not been to, and Alaska for both of us. So that was very fun. You have to take some time to get to Alaska when you live in South Florida. For us, it meant flying to New York and flying from New York to Anchorage, Alaska. From there, we stayed overnight, and then Silver Sea bused us to Seward, where we boarded the vessel, the beautiful, beautiful. These are luxury ships, by the way. They're very upscale. Absolutely beautiful in every way, design wise. So it was the best of both worlds. Seeing glaciers, understanding the culture of Alaska, the topography of Alaska, everything was splendid. We ended in Vancouver, which also was splendid. That was just a side bonus. But let's talk about Silver Sea Silver Nova. The staterooms that are on that, well, let's just talk about ours. We had a king size bed. We were on deck six. Never have I had so much closet and storage space that I didn't use at all. Never until Silver Nova. I was so impressed with their storage. It's the small things that make these trips fun and pleasurable, stress-free. The vanity in the beautiful, beautiful bathroom was lighted. I can't even tell you how these little touches meant so much to me as a veteran traveler. The outdoor balcony was a little bit hard to use, but the views were spectacular. But we did have a lot of rain. It was Alaska, and there was a lot of rain. We had a sofa in the room, which the room was absolutely beautiful. We had a butler. Everyone has a butler. We weren't special in that regard, but we were made to feel very, very special by our butler. David was his name, and it's hard to make you understand how much fun it can be to have a butler. We've had butlers before, and this particular butler really was very, very good at his job, but he was also fun and made it easy to use his services, which anything that we wanted, he was there serving breakfast to us. We did that a couple of times in our room, and I don't mean just rolling in a cart. I mean white tablecloth serving as though you were in an upscale restaurant right there in your room. It was absolutely spectacular. As I'm telling you about this cruise, I want you to keep in mind that, and I encourage you to go to North Palm Beach Life, because Gary has written it. He wrote about it for some magazines as well, but very, very easy to go to North Palm Life and just go to search. You'll see home. Click on home. It'll give you the search bar. And then just type in Silver Sea and it'll come right up. And it has the photos. It has a photo of David. It has a photo of how he did present breakfast to us in our room. Very beautiful. He did a shower presentation that you'll have to read about it. It had to do with candles and scents and music. And this was all done by David R. Butler. In the afternoon, he brought canapes. He would bring whatever kind of drinks you wanted. Gary likes Coke Zero. Very hard to get, but they managed to do it and got him some Coke Zeros. Whatever kind of wine, in the wine department, I like champagne, but I also just for everyday kind of thing. I like Sauvignon Blanc, which means translated wild white. Chilean and New Zealand Sauvignon are very good. The specialty restaurants on Silver Nova are fun and delicious, and the presentations they're really special. Not only is the food just absolutely wonderful, but the way they present the food, really top of the line. 24-hour room service, by the way. They do have an area on top deck, one of the top levels, where you can get pizza. It's a little complicated because they want you to have your butler bring it to you. You order it, and then it's not just like stopping in and grabbing a slice. It's a little more complicated than that. It's a restaurant. You can sit down and order your pizza as well, but they encourage you to get your butler to do it. 24 hours though, you can have food if you desire to eat all the time. The Arts Cafe was very, very fun because it's very casual. It is artsy in the way they have it designed and decorated, but you can get whatever you would like to drink. There are all kinds of coffees, so really anything that you want there, as well as in addition to the libations, they have wonderful little sandwiches and pastries, and the staff there is helpful in helping you decide. It's like, this looks good, what is that exactly? So it's very, very popular. One thing that Gary liked very much was ice cream. I am not a big ice cream person at all, but Gary certainly is. He eats a lot of ice cream when we're at home and when we travel, if he can. And according to him, the ice cream they made was just absolutely outstanding. All of their desserts were outstanding. I do want to say the service throughout the ship. When you're traveling, when you're taking a cruise, Alaska, wherever you are going, you have many choices. So it becomes that it's all about service, and that is how they feel. They will tell you that, and it's really true. Outstanding service. And anything that you may need, they are there willing to try to help you and get whatever it is that is going to make your time on their vessel even more perfect. And I can really rave about this ship because that's how I felt the whole time. I mean, you know how sometimes after a day or two on a trip, any trip, car trip, whatever, you're like, I'm missing home. I've had enough of this. This is not, I'm not really feeling the joy of it. I'm ready to be home. Home is always good. No place like home to come home to. But I never felt that on Silver Sea, Silver Nova, not ever. It was just bliss and joy, whether I went off by myself, which I am prone to do. I will take my headphones and I will find a spot with coffee, depending on the time. If it's later, I may have a glass of wine and listen to music and read. And we give each other, my partner Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary, space whenever we travel, which is incredibly important when you are, even though staterooms can be very roomy, very lovely with balconies, you still need your space. You still do, no matter how much you enjoy each other's company, and we do, but it's still good to have your time. And there's so many places on Silver Nova to do that, to just stop, put your headphones on, read, catch up on the world. Wi-Fi, by the way, if you haven't traveled recently, they have greatly improved Wi-Fi on ships through Starlink. It definitely has improved. I do want to rave about the ship so very, very much. I do want you to go and read about it, read more about it on North Palm Life. The excursions were handled beautifully, organized, very good. It's not always the case, and that can also lead to stress and say, well, this is a big mess. No, not the case. I will talk about one in Juneau. Juneau was very, very fun. Alaska is unique in so many ways that each one of our stops was unique. The different areas of Alaska's lot of totem poles. Very, very cool. Seeing glaciers, Mindenhall Glacier, seeing glaciers that are still there for the time being. Climate change is real. Sorry if you don't believe that, but it is real. We hiked in the rainforest. Incredible to get back in touch with nature in that way. Red Dog Saloon, though, back to Juneau. Old time feel to Alaska. It was so much fun. And it had a line at the door, and it sounded very busy. And we'd gone up to the top of the mountain on the tram. We'd done a bunch of stuff. But Gary's like, you know, let's do Red Dog. And it was a little intimidating. The line looked like, and then it wasn't, because as we quickly got to the door guy, like, do you have room for us? He said, absolutely. And it was jam-packed with people, but in a fun way, not in the way that makes you want to shoot yourself. He found us this great table. I had that old-timey piano player. It was in Saloon Girls and, you know, the whole bit. Loved Red Dog Saloon. And as you come out, there's a gift shop, of course. That was okay. But it had a ton of stuff. And if you could, you could take different kind of food items and sauces and stuff from Red Dog. Food was really good, by the way. We did not have room. We were not able to accommodate that. We're a long way from home, lots of travel, lots of planes. So we did get a souvenir, and it's in our kitchen right now. It's a license plate. This is Red Dog Juneau, Alaska. I do want to tell you a funny thing that happened when we were at one of our stops, one of our ports of call. It was raining. I was prepared with the cheapest ponchos you've ever seen in your life, and it was quite comical. And there is, I believe, a photo of me in this saran wrap looking thing. I got it at Walmart for $1.50, and that's exactly what it was. It was terrible, but it did protect me a little bit from the rain. Seen Hubbard Glacier. I want to end on that. Be sure to look it up if you don't know about it. We all need to be concerned about climate change. We really do, and we need to do everything we can as individuals to protect the planet. We're not going to get another one. Hubbard Glacier, though, is breathtaking, as many things are in Alaska and on this beautiful ship. Even when you're on the ship and you're looking out, it's breathtaking. And the captain was so great to come on and say, if you're about to see a whale or what's coming up. And when we got to Hubbard Glacier, he rotated the ship. Many captains do that. But in this particular case, it was so important to try to give every one of you, because the weather was not that great outside, but in different observation areas, it was like being outside. Gary went outside and did a video in the weather. Many people did, but it's so breathtaking, the Hubbard Glacier, even though the mist, and the ships do have to keep their distance, as they should, absolutely should. There are many lectures that are presented by knowledgeable, wonderful people, the entertainment, the Silver Nova entertainers did a great job. I often wonder how they do it when they are having to perform kind of difficult dance routines on a ship. There was in one area, a pianist that just played music while you had cocktails. I so hope that you will go and read about my first time to Alaska. And if you have been to Alaska, if you have been to any of these wonderful places in Alaska, please let me hear from you, because I want to know what you think about it. Every single person we met, a local person, they were just filled with great stories and so willing to chat and talk to you, want to know where we were from and what we thought about their state. And I think sometimes they feel removed from us in the lower part down here, kind of really where we are. They were very interested about us being in Florida. If you don't know, Alaska was the 49th state to join. So they're a little bit later to the party in that regard. Observation lounges are wonderful on Silver Sea, Silver Nova. There's shopping to be done. You can work out. They have a beautiful pool if you're so inclined. But as you will see in the story, there were times when all I did was just sit in an observation room and look out. Because you know what? Truly is my feeling every time we travel, no matter where we go, even if it's just a little bitty trip right here in Florida, a restaurant, whatever it is, embrace it for all it's worth and enjoy it for all it's worth, if at all possible. In the case of Alaska, we may never be back. Who knows? But even if we are back, it will never be that trip, seeing it through our eyes the way we did, having the experiences we did. And we appreciated so much everything. When the chefs came out and were at our table with us, chatting with us, we were able to tell them how much we appreciated their work. Adam, who was the cruise director, everything on Silver Sea, Silver Nova was to be enjoyed and embraced, in my opinion, because you're never going to have that same experience again. My first time to Alaska, hope it won't be my last, but if it is, oh, what a ride it was. Thank you, Silver Seas, Silver Nova. And thank you, my partner, for all the great stories and great photos you have posted. So everyone, go there. I'm not sure what he has on our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com, but go there, subscribe. Subscribe to my podcast. And thank you for being with me today. It's been a while. So thanks for coming back at Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Join me again about travel.